brother. What's up?
This is a new recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
All right, good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us the same number. How you doing, Evan?
Oh, it's snowing, you know, talking about corruption, pending investigations, indictments. Woo, warms me cockles.
The weather outside is frightful.
That's right.
It truly is. As we await my guest, none other than Sandy Williams, who is going to be joining us, got a lot to talk about. I want to begin as we await Sandy's arrival. Help me figure this out, because it's hard for me, man. I don't know. I'm just an average Joe, and I don't get where in the Olympics. The Winter Olympics in China, right?
Oh yeah.
Now bring I'm listening to Nancy Pelosi say, well, our athletes shouldn't say anything. They should be really quiet and really careful. And so and we don't need to get anything started. Well, what are we there for?
Yeah.
If we've got some issues, excuse me, that's so bad, and the Chinese, you know, gave us the COVID vaccine. I mean, the COVID gave us COVID, and we're demanding that the Chinese do this and do that, and we don't like them. What are we doing there with the Olympics? Can anybody answer that?
I've heard a couple different things. Now, you know, I mean, it's a
chance for
Americans.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, to show their expertise and their and.
Oh, throw that out.
Sure.
So here we have an arch enemy, and we're going to send our citizens. Never mind that they're athletes.
No diplomats, though.
Okay. Yeah, but we're going to send the citizens over to China and have this, you know, sport and play, but we're concerned about China. We don't get along with them. Again, somebody tell me why we're there. That makes sense.
I mean, yeah, no, your guess is as good as mine if it comes to protecting you know, American interests, sending a message across the world that, you know, that we're trying to we're abstaining for a reason, right? That we're trying to show, we're trying to highlight something.
So help me understand American interests and the Olympics. Where are they one and the same?
Well, it's just, you know, it's spreading American greatness. See, look how great we are. Look how well we can throw that pole vault.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So we'll run the risk. Those are our arch enemies. And I know we did it in Germany. And I know we've done it in the past, but I'm trying to get somebody to help me understand where it makes some sense. I don't think it does. I really don't think it does. And I don't think there's anybody who can explain it to me
in the way
well
that
enough.
Going essentially shows support and recognizes the Chinese government in this official capacity, right? Is that sort of what you're getting at?
No, what I mean, are we trying to show support to them?
That's what I'm
okay. Asking. So, but at the same time, we are at odds with the Chinese government, and there's even been talk and saber rattling about them taking over Taiwan. None of that stuff supersedes this foolishness.
But Earl, we didn't send any diplomats to send a strong message that we don't approve. You know what I'm saying? So we're sort of
Again, I told you I'm just the average Joe, but I don't understand. You know, we're spending all this money, weaponry, preparing ourselves to deal. Here's the one person, the one guy who I know can answer this question better than myself or anyone else. Sandy Williams, how you doing, Sandy?
How are you doing? Sorry, I got a little confused with my computer here.
Well, that's all right. I'm confused. I asked this question and only you can answer it.
Uh-oh.
So here we are. We're concerned about the Chinese in China.
Yeah.
And they gave us COVID. And we're worried about them taking over Taiwan. And they're our arch enemies. And yet we're over in the Olympics. Can you explain that to me?
Well, actually, the only thing that's absolutely true about that is that we're over there at their Olympics. But, you know, nationally, we've made some decisions to get totally at arm's length with China. And most of that has to do with, I think, our economic concerns about the trajectory of their economy as compared to the trajectory of our economy. So, you know, the current state of our foreign affairs is a little worrisome to me, because it seems like we're trying to resurrect the Cold War and we've got a bunch of people in power who I think were all cold warriors, and they can't seem to get over the notion of having a very clearly defined opposition and enemy. And China and Russia have always filled the bill, and I guess they're going to get back to filling the bill again.
But I heard Nancy Pelosi say our athletes should really be careful and not speak out of turn, and they shouldn't say this and they shouldn't say that. And
that's
they should be careful
for their own safety, though. That's the scary part. It's not that they're in China.
She thinks it's for their own safety. You know, there hasn't been much evidence. I guess there was this. There was an athlete that ran amok over there a while ago. I can't. Was it a tennis athlete?
Tennis? Peng Shui. I can't remember her name exactly, yes. But yes, she was lightly.
And she was,
critical.
But she was a Chinese. She was an expat Chinese woman who somehow the government got crosswise with, and she got crosswise with. But there hasn't really, and it would be extraordinary, and altogether unlikely that the Chinese government would do anything to get egg on its face with respect to the Olympics or Olympic athletes. So I thought that whole admonition was another part of the hysteria that we seem to be whipping up out of our State Department and our intelligence about this imminent invasion of Ukraine, and also apparently the endangerment of our athletes. You know, you recited the fact that China gave us COVID.
Well, that's what the Republicans are saying.
I know, that's craziness in a way. I mean, the Chinese gave COVID to themselves, and then they gave COVID to the rest of the world. It was a gift that keeps on giving, but it wasn't really, I don't think, an intentional act. Number one, number two, you know, to some extent, I think we might be pointing the finger at China so vehemently so that we can keep anyone from pointing the finger at ourselves. Yeah. With respect to our participation in the Wuhan research that was ongoing in this kind of genetic variant virus research that some believe that we don't know. So I'm not going to assert it because nobody knows, but you know, there is the possibility that the COVID-19 virus was actually an induced virus to test to see what kind of things could happen to animal viruses to make them both dangerous and transmissible to human, not for the purpose of spreading it, but for the purpose of learning how to contain it if it happened. And, you know, there's some that believe that that kind of preemptive and defensive strategy resulted in somebody accidentally catching the now humanly transmissible virus in the lab, walking out of the lab sick with the virus and transmitting it. Nobody can prove that, but there is now agreement, at least, that the U.S. Was involved in this research, which was being carried out by international folks in the Wuhan lab in China. So, you know, this is not, none of this is pejorative. This is a factual way it might have happened, but it doesn't equal the Chinese somehow giving us COVID.
So after all the different things that we said and talked about, the athletes should be in China. It's not as much ado about nothing. Chinese aren't going to do anything to harm the athletes in China. I mean, what are we?
Well, I, you know, we're trying to stir things up. You know, we've decided that China is a bad guy. Interestingly, we never decided that about Saudi Arabia, who probably is a legitimate bad guy. And China might be legitimate, too. The Uyghur treatment is definitely a very troublesome treatment of a whole ethnic group. I will say that the incarceration rate of blacks in America probably looks bad to foreigners looking at America from the outside in, and also just our general incarceration rate, which far exceeds the rate at which citizens are incarcerated in any country, any country.
You know, Sandy, we certainly have poked the finger. We poked the bear. We poked China, and we're now poking Vladimir Putin. We're poking these people, and as if this is something we really need to be doing right now. And I don't know if it's something that we really need to be doing, Sandy. In your estimation, is the timing right for this?
No, I mean, my view is that American foreign policy has forever been unable to operate with any nuance. We don't seem, ever since World War II, when it was so clear who the enemy were, and then coming out of that, the Cold War, where it was very clear to Americans, at least, that Russia was the enemy. Half of the enmity between Russia and America was based on the mutual suspicion that each was the enemy of the other, without any real understanding of why in the world one or the other of them would ever attack or do something aggressive in direct opposition to one another. But the current situation befuddles me, and it worries me that it's part of the American political apparatus, which has always found a way to use foreign trouble as a diversion from attention to local issues.
So we understood that way of thinking 70 years ago, Sandy. I'm not sure on why we're thinking of it right now, but I have to tell you, part of me said that Joe Biden doing what he did for the ISIS guy is what we do, as you just got through stating, to kind of change the narrative. And so everybody gets on board. Hey, we got this guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Who? What?
Yeah, I mean, they had to explain to us who he was that we got. I mean, you know, Osama bin Laden was one thing. Everyone knew about it. He was, in fact, a national enemy because of the orchestration he had carried out for 9/11. But the rest of this strikes me as being theatrics, political theatrics.
Sandy, hang on.
I don't mean we shouldn't have carried out the attack. Maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't have. But the way we handled the reporting of it.
We got to get to a break. Sandy Williams is on the line. It's always good to have him. Tune into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.